Well, if you looked inside Dan Ryder's classroom at Mount Blue High School in Farmington, you might think he taught engineering. A 3D printer sits in the corner, and there's a giant box of Legos and a full cart of electronics next to it. But Ryder teaches English, and he uses a method called design thinking, which combines books, inventions, and brainstorming to create a new kind of classroom experience. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Early on a Friday morning near the end of the school year, Dan Ryder stands in front of his ninth grade English class with a set of directions.
We've got to develop a prototype solution, a solution you believe is going to work.
These student solutions, these prototypes, won't look like posters or models. Instead, Ryder wants these students to take a character, this one from Romeo and Juliet, and figure out what problem they're facing. Then he wants them to design a real solution that could fix it. And these won't just be ideas. These will be real, working prototypes.
So, create, be bold, try things, go!
Quickly, the freshmen dive after Legos and little electronic components called little bits. Soon, their prototypes are whirring with lights and sounds. As you watch all this unfold, you've often got to remind yourself that you're still in an English classroom.
I've just found that if I take the approach of what's the best practice for English teaching, I'm locking out a whole world of understanding, and I'm locking out a bunch of transferable skills.
Ryder says he can tap into those transferable skills through an approach known as design thinking. It's been used in business for years, but rarely in education. Ryder's thread of design thinking looks like this. It starts out normally. Students read a book and talk about the ideas inside it. But then things get unusual. Students pick a character and try to empathize with that character to think about the major problems that character must be facing. And then, like an inventor might, students write down all the ways that they might fix that problem. Then they pick one of their solutions, and with the help of 3D printers, Legos, and little bits, students actually create their solutions. It all comes down to problem solving.
Because, I mean, literacy isn't just comprehension. It's also making meaning and using to solve problems. And that's what the design thinking lets you do.
Ryder developed all these methods about 3 years ago when he was growing frustrated with his teaching. Specifically, he kept asking kids to make posters and projects that looked nice but didn't really show deep learning. But then Ryder stumbled across design thinking online, and he saw that by using methods traditionally associated with engineering, students are forced to go deep into the literature to think about characters, motives, deeper issues, and how they connect to real life. After only about 45 minutes in the classroom, the results speak for themselves. One group has created a system of sensors meant to detect when too much fighting is going on between the Montagues and Capulets. Meanwhile, sophomore Zach Davis has made a device to monitor Romeo's heartbeat and calm him down to help him make more rational decisions.
This could be his heartbeat. We turn it all the way up.
But Davis says transitioning to this new kind of learning wasn't easy. He says it took time for him to realize that he wasn't just playing around with Legos, but thinking about literature in a new way.
You know, you read it just as this, you read it as just a story, but when you actually put it into physical form, it gives you a better sense and it gives you a better idea of, you know, what you read or what, you know, what's going on in your mind.
Matt Druitt Card is the curriculum instruction assessment coordinator for the Dexter School District. Druitt Card says in the big picture of education, design thinking is still a niche, mostly used in classes like science and engineering. But he says Ryder's approach of blending all that together into a traditional English curriculum is novel.
But again, you peel back the layers, he's doing what no one else is really doing, that I know of in the very few people in the country, this hands-on, authentic learning, but he's doing it in AP English.
In Maine, the private Gould Academy in Bethel has started adopting design thinking into its own curriculum through a new facility called the Idea Center. And other schools in Dover, Foxcroft, and Dexter have recently started implementing it among administrators to brainstorm new ideas and approaches. But in terms of learning, design thinking in Maine is still mostly limited to Ryder's classroom so far. Sarah Schifferin, the director of Gould's Ideas Center, says the challenge comes down to properly training teachers and not shoving the new approach down their throats.
You know, how do we integrate design thinking in a way that's not so disruptive that they're not going to want to use it?
Dan Ryder says he still struggles with this disruption, too. He worries by focusing so much on these prototypes, he may not be doing enough to help his students with traditional English skills, such as writing. But in the rapidly changing world of academics, Ryder is confident that new and traditional methods can work together. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.